With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. An aircraft crash over the Mediterranean Sea over the weekend killed five U.S. service members.
The U.S. European Command says a military aircraft went down during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training over the Eastern Mediterranean. There were no initial indications of any sort of hostile activity. The U.S. has sent additional forces to the region, along with the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, as tensions started ramping up between Israel and the Palestinians. President Biden issued a statement offering prayers for the victims' families and noting service members put their lives on the line every day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, GOP Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina dropping out of the 2024 presidential race.
Nearly 6 months after launching his bid for the White House, Scott announced the end of his campaign. As a candidate, the senator offered a message of optimism and openly shared his Christian faith and values. But Scott struggled to gain in the polls and nearly missed qualifying for last week's GOP debate in Miami. Scott did not immediately endorse any other Republican candidate as he exited the race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The other thing Scott said on the Fox News channel last night was that he was not interested in a running mate slot. Progressive U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar drew a prominent Democrat primary challenger. Former Minneapolis City Councilmember Don Samuels announced Sunday that he'll try once again to unseat her after coming close in 2022. Omar's won two re-elections despite accusations of anti-Semitism. Overseas, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak fired Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who drew anger for accusing police of being too lenient with pro-Palestinian protesters. This is SRN News. How do you think we got here?
A Suffolk University USA Today poll reveals that 37% of adults do not believe that human beings evolved from anything, stating that they were created by God in their present form. 24% think we did evolve from animals, but that God directed the process. And another 29% say, quote, humans evolved into their present form without divine intervention. Most likely to support creationism are Southerners, women, and Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling for reform in Sri Lanka, saying the government must amend or repeal current discriminatory policies and legislation to allow for greater religious freedom from Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Sri Lanka, where violence is becoming all too commonplace. This is SRN News. History in Virginia, where the State House will soon have its first black speaker in the 400-year history of the institution.
That comes after the chamber's incoming Democratic majority Saturday chose Del Don Scott to serve in the post. Scott was unanimously elected by the House Democratic Caucus, and the full House of Delegates will vote to confirm him on the first day of the 2024 legislative session. Scott is a trial lawyer and a veteran of the U.S. Navy. He has served in the House since 2020. Jason Walker reporting.
The biennial Dubai Air Show opens today. Airlines are poised to make major aircraft purchases after rebounding from the groundings of the pandemic. And the Screen Actors Guild settled their differences with the producers and the studios, and now the members are going to have to vote on it. Voting starts tomorrow. More details at SRNnews.com.